Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Police are investigating after a dangerous crime spree through the Hobart suburbs of Oak Downs and Rokeby. On April 17, police received reports of a stolen vehicle, attempted burglaries, damaged cars and graffiti. It's thought the incidents were carried out between 1 and 4:30 a.m. Multiple offenders are thought responsible. Contact police or Crime Stoppers with details. A new report has found Tassie will have the lowest economic growth nationwide for the foreseeable future. A large part of that is down to low population growth, according to Deloitte Access Economics. Shadow Treasurer Josh Willey says it makes for sobering reading.
We're seeing job losses predicted over the next few years across the Tasmanian economy. We're seeing 3,000 Tasmanians leave the state in the past year for opportunities elsewhere.
There'll be no High Court appeal against logging in the northeast, Blue Derby Wild failing in their bid to protect the forest. After losing their previous court battle, it's now been ruled that the group has no special interest in the case beyond their general concerns about logging. Sustainable Timber Tasmania have welcomed the decision after a four-year delay due to the legal challenges. Australia's road toll continues to climb despite the federal government's commitment to halving it by 2030. The nation has recorded an 8.2% increase in the year to April this year. Acting Mayor Sue Hickey says the Glenorchy Council building is set to light up yellow, encouraging residents to drive more safely.
It's a matter of education. We'll use every tool at our disposal to make sure that we get that message across.
To sport now, and GWS failed in their bid to overturn Toby Green's one-match rough conduct ban at the tribunal last night, but Jesse Hogan is free to face Brisbane this weekend after having his striking charge downgraded. And former Tassie Jack Jumpers star Marcus Lee is reportedly keen to stay in the NBL. He first made his trip down under to play with Melbourne United before winning the title with the Jackies this year.